The president's top geek promises to change the nature of citizen-government interaction. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. The federal government's new chief information officer, Vivek Kundra, says a major part of his job is to ensure the public has access to information and to use the internet to change the way the public interacts with the government. The 24-year-old India-born Kundra has served as CIO of the Washington, D.C. city government since 2007. Washington Post technology reporter Kim Hart has followed his career. She says Kundra brought a Web 2.0 approach to city government.
He was a big champion of putting city data that has typically been stored away on some basement server somewhere, and putting that up online and letting anyone have access to it, letting web developers take a stab at making new applications, new websites, new iPhone tools, and so on. What he got a lot of recognition for was last year he created this contest called Apps for Democracy. And essentially what it was is he challenged independent developers. These could be college students, people who just kind of toy with web development and code on their free time. Basically, he challenged them to use whatever data they could find on the DC site that he made available and fashion it into some sort of new tool that consumers could use. So, for instance, one group made an application called Stumble Safely, which basically plotted crime data and overlaid that with the popular club locations of clubs and bars in D.C. so that consumers or partygoers could look up which bars or which clubs had the worst crime so that they could avoid some dangerous parts of town at night.
What will his job with the Obama administration entail? What is his charge?
Essentially, he is going to be in charge of all e-government initiatives. People want more than just a website from government agencies, and that's what Kundra has been charged with doing, and that's what he has said that he will do, is to make government data within these agencies more accessible so that it's not just electronic brochure that you're going to. If you're going to the Department of Health and Human Services, for instance, you'd have access to a lot more detailed information about services in particular areas that you can drill down and really find information that is more germane to you, whether you're in a small town in Kansas or Los Angeles, California. So that's part of his job. The other part of his job will be to oversee all information technology projects that basically crosses all the agencies. Now, overseeing e-government initiatives and information technology is not a new job. There has been an administrator for that before. What's new about Kundra's job is that he has more budgetary authority so that he can go into an agency and say, okay, slash this project, stop spending money here, let's divert the money here to this other project. And that could be millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars. You know, there's something like $71 billion spent across the government for information technology projects. So he really does have a lot more power than his predecessors.
Kim Hart is technology reporter for The Washington Post. Kundra says his office plans to launch data.gov, which will publish government data for public use. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.